This is Tim McGowan for the Finance News Network. The big questions investors are asking at the moment are, why are lithium stocks falling? Behind the numbers yesterday on the ASX and overnight were big movements in US lithium stocks as they followed the lead of the Australian peers. Despite a relatively flat market, lithium companies like Livent fell 14%, Albemarle 8%, and Lithium America 8%. Aussie stocks yesterday fell sharply in the lithium space. Pilbara Minerals closed down 22%, Liontown down 16%, IGO down 12%, Alchem crashed 15%, and MinRes was down 8%, adding up to the Australian lithium sector's biggest single-day market rout. So why the fall? A procession of brokers have been lining up to dampen lithium excitement. Goldman said on Monday it expected a sharp correction in lithium prices over the next 2 years, followed by a similar bearish note by Credit Suisse on Wednesday. Investors are fully aware that battery metals will play a crucial role in the 21st century global economy, Goldman said. Yet despite this exponential demand profile, we see the battery metals bull market as over for now. Goldman believes there'll be a sharp correction in lithium prices, with the metal averaging around $54,000 a tonne this year, down from $60,000 on the spot price. It will also fall further to an average of just $16,000 in 2023, the Wall Street Bank said. Despite this, the industry in China is red hot at the moment. Just recently, the battle for lithium reached new heights when an auction for a lithium mine lasted 5 days and six nights. A majority stake in a lithium mine in Sichuan province sold for $300 million on JD.com's auction platform. The auction attracted 3,500 bids from 21 bidders, watched by an online audience of 1 million people. Now, Wednesday's rout of lithium stocks appears to also have been triggered by news suggesting Chinese battery major BYD is lining up the acquisition of six lithium mines in Africa, enough to supply its battery factories for the next decade. This is an effort by China to secure its own supply chain. Of course, the environmental, social and government issues associated with African supply would never have attracted US or European buyers. These two issues have caused investors to question the ongoing demand for lithium from China, which may have an impact on Australian spodumene producers moving forward, given China are looking for further resources within African countries like Zimbabwe. To counterbalance these concerns, UBS presents an alternative argument, presenting a more aggressive lithium demand outlook via the likes of Goldman Sachs and Credit Suisse. UBS expects lithium demand to grow tenfold to 5.8 million tonnes of lithium carbon extract by 2030. That's against consensus of 2 to 3 million tonnes. Now, this is based upon global EV sales and average battery size. An EV's battery size is the main parameter for driving its lithium content. It's also the main driver in determining an EV's driving range. Now, UBS see a 1.5 times increase in battery size to drive further lithium demand. Now, it's easy to forget that lithium isn't just for batteries and that batteries aren't just for EVs. So while dwarfed by EVs, energy storage systems are another potential source of lithium demand. As the world looks to transition away from fossil fuels, energy storage systems in conjunction with renewable power sources is growing in importance. So where is lithium price headed? Sustained deficits are, of course, not sustainable, and the market must balance at some point. Will supply lift or demand fall? Now, lithium prices in all markets, spodumene, carbonate and hydroxide, have lifted to once again unimaginable levels. What complicates matters is that the lithium market has been traditionally a specialty chemicals market, characterised by long-term contracts at various specs and with reduced visibility in realised price formation. We expect this to improve as the market grows, but it does pose problems in the present. Now, the lithium industry expert is Benchmark Minerals. They set the lithium price's preference price that is used to negotiate supply chain contracts. Now, their CEO posted on Twitter recently in regards to the Goldman's research. He said, "We've seen this before. We'll see it again. Goldman Sachs, you can't just add up all the lithium mine level potential and make an oversupply call. The specialty chemicals world is much more nuanced than iron ore." Now, benchmark minerals take into account all volumes excluding internal transfers. They are weighting prices according to volumes on long-term fixed price, variable price, contracts with and without floors, ceilings and spot prices. A much more accurate representation of the market, a major aspect that Goldman Sachs is likely to be overlooking. Now, behind the Goldman's research is the belief they expect demand in 2024 to rebound and go higher again over the next 10 years. Reading between the lines, it appears that Goldman's are saying 18 months of potential downside versus exponential growth over a decade. So where to next for lithium prices and lithium share prices? Now, global EV sales actually fell in April, primarily due to supply chain issues surrounding automotive components in connection with both the Russian invasion of Ukraine and Chinese COVID-19 lockdown. Now, several industry participants believe that the ultimate lithium price direction will not be clearer until China reopens for business. China's reopening should shed transparency on lithium contract pricing. Now, Platts Metals, they're part of S&P Global, suggests that lithium carbonate is still trading near all-time highs within South Korea, while China remains quiet. Whilst lithium prices are expected to pull back and reach an equilibrium point at some stage, for Australian lithium companies, spot contract pricing is largely irrelevant, mainly because of the opaque nature of the contractual pricing. What is more relevant for investors is the lithium pricing analysts are using within their equity models and pricing around offtake deals with lithium partners. Now, Steve Prominence, the CEO of Lake Resources, said any company actually involved in discussions with cathode or battery makers or EV makers in the battery material supply chain will tell you that demand has outstripped lithium supply for years to come. That's why there has been a mad rush to secure supply and lithium prices remain strong. Nothing has changed apart from some attempts to manipulate pricing or the perception of pricing going forward. Now, research suggests analysts using more conservative pricing models of somewhere between $17,000 and $25,000 per tonne within their equity models. This is above, of course, Goldman's 2023 price low of $16,000 per tonne. But recent contract pricing in China suggests that $70,000 to $80,000 per tonne is still being maintained. And of course, industry experts like Benchmark Minerals expect pricing of somewhere between $35,000 to $40,000 a tonne. Of course, behind the scenes, we are in the risk-off mode for equity markets. And while recent volatility might scare off investors, lithium stocks remain priced based on conservative, discounted lithium prices in an environment where an equilibrium is yet to be reached from a supply and demand perspective, a fact that all industry experts agree on.